Welcome to another edition, another episode, another one of I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast, episode 129. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Before we get into today's topic, I first like to give a shout out to everyone out there who's been supporting the Don Squad movement, in particular, this podcast, all right? When this podcast was created some ages ago, it was under another name and under another assumption. We normally just talked about gaming and a little sports. And then I evolved this into my name. And we just had original thoughts. I had original thoughts and concepts splashed in a mix of entertainment news and sports and things of that nature. And we have grown. This podcast started as a little baby infant. And then later on, it started off as a toddler. Now we are a teenager. And hopefully, as long as you guys support this, we're going to be a grown adult making our own decisions in the I'm Chris the Dom One podcast. But nevertheless, I'm the best. Let's get into today's topic. But yeah, I have to tell you guys, thank you for tuning in, listening to the podcast, listening to my trials and tribulations as far as my life goes and anything that's outside of the realm of my universe that I talk about. And I really do appreciate you guys patiently waiting and listening to every minute of these episodes. So let's get into it. All right, shall we? I got a story to tell. I really do have a story to tell. This is 100% reality. There's no fictional element sprinkled into this story. This is a story that you can learn something from. You can take a piece of this story and utilize it in your life. This story can be funny sometimes. This story can be informative. That's not the proper word. This story can be informational. But this story is about real life. Okay? So let's just start 2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, I'm at work. I'm chilling. I haven't even clocked in yet. And as I proceeded to clock in, my supervisor was very animated. She was angry about someone or something. And she was just frustrated and proceeded looking at me with an ugly scowl, an ugly look. And I was thinking to myself, self, what did you say or did to her? And I haven't even clocked in yet. So obviously it's not nothing I did today. I haven't even had much time in the workday to cause a destruction, a mass destruction of that. Then I started harboring back. Did I do something last week? And it's hard to do something to this supervisor last week because she was on vacation. She enjoyed 10 days off. And I felt like, to me, when I'm on vacation, I get a chance to refocus and reevaluate what's important in my life. Relaxation, spend time with the fam. And sometimes when I take vacations, I go and travel and see the world, a little piece of the world, not the whole enchilada of the world, but little pieces and fragments of the world, and just chill and relax. Now, some of my vacations is Netflix and chill, which, by the way, I caught up. I binged the heck out of the Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and El Camino movie. And we're going to be talking about that at a later time and at a later date. But that's what I do when I'm on vacation. It's me time. The last thing I do on my vacation is think about or talk about or even discuss my work. If I have problems at work, I leave those problems at work. If I have problems at home, I leave those problems at home. I feel like a lot of us do that, by the way. Well, anyway, I was thinking to myself and I said, you know, I don't know what's her problem. I don't know what's her issue. As the day progressed, she got more animated and more angry towards me, said some choice words towards me, communicating a dialogue with other co-workers about me. And then I said to myself, I'm in the spotlight. I clearly did something or said something that offended her, or she's just upset, or she's allowing her emotions to take over her judgment and her actions and how she communicates towards other employees. It wasn't necessarily about me. It was she was more angry at other co-workers. I wasn't the original concept or reasoning because of her being angry, but there were other things that were plaguing her as well. And I feel like she has issues on and off work. Okay. We still have a job to do, and I have to go through the motions with her. The next day, I thought the next day, day two, would be different. I thought that she would get past her anger towards whatever about work or coworkers or what's going on at home. She can probably just say, I'll just leave all those issues and problems at home. And if I have work problems, I leave them at work. But she's still upset, mad. She talked about how she hates her job. Talked about how this wasn't done. How come that wasn't done? And issues with other coworkers, including myself. And the straw that broke the camel's back for me was, as we were on the floor, she yelled at me and pointed at me. And when she did that, I had a moment. I didn't retaliate. I didn't curse her or yell back at her and point it back at her. It sort of took me back to a point in time when she had this same type of behavior a couple of years ago, and how I felt then and how I feel now. I spoke to the supervisors. I spoke to the bosses. I spoke to management. Seems like nobody didn't want to be involved or said the typical things to you, like, I'll talk to her later, or I don't know what's going on with her, or, you know, just common typical talk that really has no solutions at the end of the door. And that's what I felt, and that's what happened. That ultimately what happened. So I took it upon myself to call the ethics board. And every corporation and every company has an ethics group. And what that group is to make sure there's a balance between employee and employer. You don't want employees to overstep the boundaries and disrespect other employees or employers, and vice versa. You don't want your boss overstepping their boundaries, abusing their power and authority, and be out of bounds with an employee. And that's what the ethics committee or the ethics board is. They work for the corporation, but they make sure to keep the peace between employee and employer. So I dialed the number. I spoke to someone, and this is a 24-hour number. Now, I could have stayed anonymous, but I felt like I wanted to put my name behind this. So if something would happen, they would know it's coming from me. Instead of some, silhouette of a stranger, and people would then turn around and go, who was it? Why did they say this? Why did they say that? I thought with this, they was just going to tally my report, my incident, and maybe speak to my bosses. Well, and that would be that. It was much more than that would be that, because after I filled out my report, they gave me a login number to check on the status of the report. And I got an email within 3 days of my report. And they basically told me that someone's going to be, he wanted to talk to me. He gave me his number in the email. I called him. I tried to call him that day when I got the email. I couldn't get him to pick up the phone. I decided later on that evening to call him and just leave a voice message, but his voice message is not on. So I called him the next day in the morning. Okay? And basically, I knew what he wanted. He wanted, because he said in the email, he wanted to talk to me in person. He could speak to me at my home or at the workplace. And basically, I was just going to tell him, well, yo, you can just speak to me at the workplace. We'll set up a time. I'm going to give you my schedule. But he basically said, nah, we can talk right now because, matter of fact, I'm heading to your store, to your location. I'm thinking to myself, Was this God's plan to put this in place? I'm pretty sure God has a plan for everybody. He oversees the universe. Or, yeah, it has a little to do with that, but more so, he personally wanted to get the ball rolling into this investigation. I said, sure, come by and we'll talk. He came by, he looked around the joint, talked to my manager, and they went to the back, and then they just called me to the back. One of the managers called me to the back, the assistant manager. At the moment, I was relieving somebody, and so-and-so was on a lunch. The assistant manager said, this is seriously important. Seriously important. We need you back here now. Okay? Now, they wasn't intimidating me on the phone, but they were just letting me know that this is serious. So I said, oh, okay. So I let everyone know I was going to be in the back. I went to the back, you know, and they were at the manager's office. They jotted down notes. They allowed me to talk. They asked questions. And they said they was going to get back at me later sometime next week. They also wanted to investigate it, the cameras. They wanted to also allow the person, the individual that we just talked about, the supervisor, they want her to have her day and interview her as well. They went to the camera room. Then I'm thinking, okay, it's over with. Okay, so I'm gonna have to wait like maybe 4 or 5 days to see how it plays out, how it turns out, because they want to make sure what I'm saying is authentic, what the store manager saying is authentic, and allow my supervisor and schedule an interview for her and also make sure what her side of the story is. Is it true or is it fictional or whatever? So I'm thinking this is going to be like 6 days, the most, till we draw a conclusion. All right. I'm thinking, you know, maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks from now. I go back to work. They call me again. So I'm going like, wow, that's pretty fast. Went back to the manager's office. The manager was there. The other two guys from the ethics board was there as well. And they had a solution and they told me the solution and they allowed me to pick from this solution. And I looked at my store manager. I said, is that okay with you? He said, oh yeah, that's fine. He made accommodations for me with this new solution, which is I'll be going to another department. He made accommodations like my time, my pay, what I have to do in this new department. If there's limitations, he will make sure that they will have someone help me with limitations, because I also had a doctor's excuse, by the way. And the guy from the ethics board says, you have my number, text me anytime you want, in front of my boss. Also gave me a card, right, another card with another number, right in front of my boss, said, hey, call me anytime if you have any issues. I concluded, after taking my report and looking at the cameras, everything co-signed to what I was saying. That's what I took from it. I also took from it my store manager co-signing to what I said. Because he basically said, I will talk to the supervisor. And that indicates to me that they're not coming back to hear her side of the story. Folks, let me tell y'all something. Workplace harassment is a serious topic. Serious, folks. I don't care if you are an employee or you are an employer. When you are harassing another individual, there's no right reason to allow you to continue to do that. Particularly when there's a pattern of behavior, not by the victim, but other victims as well. And that's what this whole situation was about. Workplace harassment. And when I got the news that I could work in another department, be separated, be promised to be separated from this supervisor, I felt like a whole mountain was off my shoulders. Because I know a lot of people are going to say, oh man, you just sound soft, you sound weak. You know, if it was me, I would have just went to them and told them this and told them that, or did this and did that. Sometimes, folks, in the workplace, people perceive the workplace like out in the streets or in the alleys. You can't flash and wave a weapon at an individual or verbally assault somebody or physically assault somebody, and that's just the norm because we're out in the streets. You can't apply street rules to like an office or a corporate setting or a workplace setting. These are different rules. Some things don't apply to other things. And when you have a pattern, a history of this type of abuse and other co-workers in the past has said this about you, you have issues. You clearly have issues. Now, it's never going to be a top. I'm never going to say I have no remorse for this individual. I don't wish the worst for anybody. I do believe in karma. I do believe if you send good energy into the universe is going to bless you back with good energy. But if you're the type of individual that releases negative energy in the universe, that's what the universe is going to give you back. Negative energy is going to bless you back. You may not perceive it as a blessing, but that's your blessing. And it's hard to... Do you realize what type of mental strength and fortitude you have to be different, to speak up for yourself, to admit some wrongdoings to a group of people or just a person who has total power and total control of your livelihood, of your career, of your position? Do you know how big your cojones has to be? And you don't have to be a male to have, figurative. You know what type of cojones you have to have as a male or a female to stand up against the machine? You didn't hide, lurking in the shadows, issuing your complaints about someone, some group, or something. You was identified as the face. I finally realized, and I've read stories like this through my whole life, of the little guy, the war between the little guy and the versus the big guy, the little guy versus the large corporation, the little guy versus the city. I've read numerous articles, have seen tons of videos. I on the big screen, small screen, whatever, news, local, national, or worldwide, when this topic of conversation is on. I never thought in a billion years that I will be the little guy going up against something that's big, that has power, control behind it, has a corporation behind it, and has total control as far as your livelihood, your career, your positioning in your career. I never thought I would be in a situation like that. And even if I believed for a second that I would be in a situation like that, that I would win in a situation like that, I felt like that day the tables were turned. I felt like that day that change is in the air. How management communicates to their employees. When a strong possibility that we're never going to step over the lines of respect to totally disrespect someone. I feel highly more energetic, highly more confident that moving forward, this is very beneficial to not only me, but to others. there's probably others at that corporation that's in the same situation I was in. And they're going to look at my story and say, well, if he can do it, how come I can't do it? Me, a black minority male who thought he didn't have a voice, who thought he had no input, no say-so, who thought that whatever you said, nothing's going to be done about it. Folks, when I was a child, my father, my grandfather, my mother would tell me stories of African Americans being denied as far as getting a house or an apartment or working a career or going to college or going to school, being allowed to use the public restroom, or going into a grocery store, or forming their own business, having their own identity. Never we will see in our times or in our children's times where we will have an African American as president, or even an African American as vice president. Folks, that have already been, that just happened 4 years ago, folks. Well, more than 4 years, but you get my point. We had a black president who made it through 2 terms. That's 8 years. We have a vice African American president. We had African Americans represent us in government, in the corporate world, in the financial world, technology. We are heavily influenced in the world of today than we was ever 30 years ago or 40 years ago. Me, an African-American male who has no backing, really no input or say-so, that day I felt liberated. I felt I was reborn that day. Before that day, I would always have the concept of, well, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not going to do nothing for a skinny black guy like me. Either I put up with it or find another job. And the grass ain't always greener on the other side. Sometimes you hop from one job to another job and that grass is just as brown as grass that you just left. I felt liberated. I felt I can do anything. My limits were not strict. I didn't have limitations in my limits. That's what I felt. And like I said in the beginning, this is a story that's not only true, but you can learn something from this story. And if it can happen for me, these blessings, it can happen for you. For your blessings. Male, female, black, I don't care about your nationality. I don't care about your religious background. I don't care about how heavily you are into politics or which side of the fence you are as far as politics go and things of that nature. Young, old, it doesn't matter. It does not matter, because if it can work for me, it can work for you. So that's what you can take from this story. Guys, I really do appreciate you guys checking out this episode of I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast. I will be back better than ever next week, and we'll get back to the regular scheduling programming, which is entertainment news, sports news, things of that nature. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Hope you learned something from this episode. And I will see you guys on the next one. Deuces.